With Brian Perkin, who is the president of the Perth and District Chamber of Commerce and the chair of the Festival of Maples in Perth, of course, coming up Saturday. How long has the Festival of Maples been running, Brian?
It's been running for 50 years. The first one started 50 years ago, but this is the 48th annual because we lost a couple with COVID. But it was 50 years ago that Vic Lemieux, local Perth businessman, actually started the festival to celebrate the maple syrup season.
And yeah, celebrating the maple syrup season. We've talked about it a few times. We know that there's been some local celebrations as far as maple tours and that type of thing going. Just talk a little bit about the maple season that we had and how important it is to this area.
Mm. Well, the maple syrup producers had one of the roughest and earliest years because they were collecting sap and boiling as early as February this year, and they've never really done that before. And then we had a couple cold snaps that stopped things and then started again. Most of them have finished with a pretty good crop, you know, 100% or more. It all depends where you are in Eastern Ontario. That determines, you know, weather-wise, what kind of a crop you've had. But most have been very happy with it.
Yeah, and it has been a very interesting season. And I love the fact that you keep referring to it as a crop because that's exactly what it is. It is the first crop that is harvested in Ontario every year. And that's a fact that we're pretty proud of around these parts.
Yeah, an agricultural commodity is what the producers will tell you. They've got a very strong Maple Syrup Producers Association. And represented at our festival this year is about 11 different producers. So they're extremely happy to share the new, you know, spoils of the season from their crop. So it should be a lot of fun.
Now, give us a general overview of what we can expect over the course of the day. It's an annual tradition that people just love. They come back year after year. And the reason why is what you folks do during the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking about maple syrup producers, we have over 11 producers that will be with us. And then we have over 170 vendors now along Gore Street and Foster Street. We also, of course, have activity in the Tay Basin. We put the children's entertainment there, bouncy castles, rock climb wall. We've got safety exhibits there. It's a safety square with the fire department as well. The kids firefighters obstacle challenges there and a second stage. And then we have a main stage at Harriet and Gore. On the other side of it, we have our antique and classic car show. So lots to see for everyone.
How many people come through?
We estimate between 15 and 20,000 every year come through. Even when it rains, which it did in buckets last year, and colder temperatures and wind, we still had thousands come. Everybody comes. It's almost like the first rite of spring, first time you see your neighbor after a long winter. So we're never disappointed when it comes to the actual attendance.
Yeah, and it really does sort of kick off that festival season and get people that taste of, hey, let's be outside, let's come together, let's have a great time.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. It's just a coming together for a lot of people. Yeah, they enjoy the music, but it's the hands-on type of thing, the taffy on snow and all those, you know, situations. And you get to see everything on the street from candy to Cadillacs, essentially, because we've got the car dealers there. We've got groups that are nonprofit that are getting the word out, and folks, so many local businesses there, and some from farther afield as well.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't put this on without partners, without people who are helping you make this happen. So talk a little bit about that, if you could.
So the partners, we have a great committee that's headed, of course, by the Perth and District Chamber of Commerce. And then we work with the firefighters. They help us with the exhibits in the Tay Basin. We work, of course, with the OPP. We have folks from the area car clubs, the classic cruisers from the Civitan. We also work with the folks at the Maple Syrup Producers Association as well. And with that, we do the awards. They do their awards for local members and 4-H clubs as of 11 a.m. that morning. So a lot of different groups come and help us. And of course, the town of Perth is one of the big partners in this as well, that, you know, everything from garbage cans to barricades, they're there with us as well.
Lots of road closures too. We have that on our website for people, and we'll have it on air throughout the day. Jared will be mentioning it. He's in for you on Saturday morning. He'll be mentioning those road closures too as it comes up. And a really great website where people can go and get some more information, maybe plan their day a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. It's festivalofthemaples.com. You can see everything there. We've got the helicopter rides are coming into Conlon Farm as well. It'll give you the complete entertainment lineup. The list of the maple syrup producers are there. Just some good tips for the day. Maybe leave your dog at home because of the crowds. We have that situation. And it just has a map as well. And you can download our brochure for 2024 from that website as well.
Excellent. Well, I know it's going to be another great success, Brian. Thanks to the work that you and your team puts in, all the volunteers and that as well. Thanks for putting this on every year. It's an absolute gem for our community, and it's much appreciated.
Yeah. Well, it's the biggest fundraiser for the Chamber of Commerce during the year, so we're happy to do that. And just, you know, for our members, business people who get to, put a vendor booth on the street, it's good to have 15 to 20,000 people coming by. Even folks on Highway 7 say it's their busiest day of the year. So, a really good time for Perth to wave the flag, so to speak.
Well, yeah, and they've got a great spokesperson in you. You've got a great voice. Have you thought of radio?
Once, but I was told I've got a face for, well, not much of anything, really.
Absolute Brian Perkin, thank you so much for this, sir.
You're more than welcome, Bob. Thank you.
Brian Perkin, who is, of course, the president of the Perth and District Chamber of Commerce and the chair of the Festival of the Maples. Coming up Saturday, all sorts of great information at LanarkLeadsToday.ca. We'll have a link, too, so you can plan your day. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening.